Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a, what's DeMar do best? What does Zach do best? What do these guys do best? Okay, this is how we're going to run our offense, and I absolutely love the fact he is not entering this training camp with a preconceived idea of this is what we should do, this is how many threes we should take, and this is what we do, this is what we have to do to get to that number.
That's a good coach. That's a good basketball mind.
No, no, no. What it is it's not a nerd.
Yeah.
It's not an analytics guy going, oh, you know what we need to do? We need to shoot 1,000,000 threes because even if we hit 10% of them, we'll score 1,000 points. That's math. I don't think that math works, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I feel like basketball has lived off that. The Daryl Morey thing. Daryl Morey, Monty McNair, the apple that fell from that tree. It didn't work last year, and I felt like they kept trying to force that in here, but go ahead.
I agree with you. And like I said, as a good coach, it's a good basketball mind.
Get nerds out of basketball.
It's a good basketball mind. Like, I know that's something that we talked about all summer about the number of threes and all this other stuff. And we said a number of different times when it was brought up. Okay, I think Doug Christie is a smart enough basketball mind to realize that may not be the roster that he has. So he's not going to ask Sabonis to shoot 7 threes a game because he wants to get to 50. Like, mm-hmm. No. He's going to figure out what works.
Come on, guys, no layups. We're only at 35. Let's go, guys.
Dribble back out.
Dribble. Hey,
no. Wide open. No, dribble back out. We got to get there.
You got the and one, but it doesn't count as a three. Domas.
So, yeah, that's just a good basketball mind, a guy that's aware of not only the game having multiple ways to be successful, but also being aware of the roster and the personnel that he has. I love it, too.
Yeah, absolutely love it. Great start to this. Great start to media day for Doug Christie. Let's hear more from our head coach.
How do you envision finding the balance between playing your veterans at the minutes that you guys probably need from them to try to win games while also incorporating some of the younger guys and make sure they're developing?
Good question. For me, I would like to play 10 people. I believe that the style that I'm going to ask them to play is difficult. You know, like, we're not floating while we're on the floor. We're playing. And that could be tough. So there, I think that there's probably built in some minutes there for those guys. But listen, when we hit training camp, it's about earning what you get. So that's always how I was brought up playing basketball. Like, you weren't really given. So you're about earning it. So these young guys, I think that they understand watching them in the summertime and seeing how they move and how they work. The six pillars of who we're about, this guy speaks to, they are all about that. My defensive and offensive identity, they're all about that. So I think they'll find their way. They'll find their way.
And with Keegan specifically, sort of a roller coaster, I guess, first few years of his career, just what What do you? What's the messaging to him, and what do you want to? Where do you want to see his game grow this season?
Smile, defend, and shoot. Yeah, yeah. I'm not worried about Keegan, man. Great kid. Had an incredible offseason. Real simple for him, you know. Have fun, man. Basketball's supposed to be fun. You know, we're gonna work like hell, and we're gonna work hard, and we're gonna get after it. But that part of practice should be hard, so that when we bring the show to you, the show should be fun and intense. But I want him to, let's find that happy side of yourself and have fun out there. But play defense first and foremost. But if it's open, you let that thing fly, man, because you're good at that.
With Dennis being the big offseason acquisition, what do you think he brings to this group, and how much does he fit that identity you were talking about?
You know, identifying Dennis in the offseason was big for me. I'm a super fan, have been for a long time. I really appreciate how he brings his heart to the game. You know, handing him the basketball makes me feel real comfortable that he's going to bring the right type of demeanor and leadership and all of those things to, as a coach, I want him to exemplify me on the floor. And if you guys know me, I'm a little rough, so I get that. And I think that is a lot of what you see with him. He's not backing down. And I tell him, we're not moving backwards. We're not moving to the side. We're moving forward. And whatever that means for the opposition is what it means. So I'm super excited to have him. Super excited that he is our point guard and leading us into the future.
Do you have a starting lineup in mind at this point? Or is it stuff up for grabs?
Nah, I mean, I'm not going to tell you. Out of everybody, it certainly wouldn't be you. But, yeah, in my mind, you know, I have some things in mind. But, you know, when you hit the court, you never know. When I got here, I wasn't projected to be the starter, I don't think. But by opening night, there I was. So, you know, we'll see. Guys come out here and compete, and it's really, to be honest, frank with you, it's really not about who starts. It's about who finishes, because we're in here to finish. We're not here to start the game. We're here to finish the game.
What kind of changes, if any, will we see with kind of the way the offense runs and the way you guys move?
I mean, a lot of the same. I mean, we have an incredibly talented big man that can do a lot of things with the basketball. We have a point guard now that understands shot profile and getting us into good shots. We have incredible 40% shooters on the wings. We have a guy that's a go-to guy in DeMar. We have a sixth man of the year. Like, we have a lot of different things. So, like, you don't just scrap everything. So, you know, I like splits and different things. You guys seen how I played when I played. But a lot of the same. There'll be some tweaks and different things and, you know, moving guys around the floor, I think, to take advantage of their skill sets.
Coach, most coaches aren't afforded the freedom to have certainty as far as their future, different factors according to that.
Hey, man, it's Chris Haynes.
Chris Haynes made the trade.
Now, are there any aspects of your coaching staff that you now can unleash?
You got a game tonight. You got to get ready.
It's a good question. I think part of that is going to be defined by you guys, like what you see and how you see it. You know, I'm going to be myself because that's all I know how to be. Like, the things that I want to do, I want to pick up 94 feet. Like, now it's been done, so I think a lot of people will do it. Prior to that, you know, I was kind of told you couldn't do that in the NBA, and that was something that I did. The advancing the ball up the sidelines would make me mad. You know, if I'm picking up, like, yo, man, get in that lane, make sure the ball's not advanced. So, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things is defensively. There's an aggressiveness that I would like to play with, and that tone is set by our point guard. And then after that, you know, no blow-bys. Keep them in front of you. Square them up. And make sure that we're touching people.
Well, that's a hell of a way to end that. Yeah, make sure that we're touching people.
Gotta do what you gotta do,
I mean,
guess.
I guess so. I mean,
The streets are calling.
Don't try that, not on the basketball floor.
The streets are calling for a rewind, though. And I want to hear it. I want to hear the context as well.
It's okay.
There's a thought that he said DeMar DeRozan as a sixth man of the year. And I think the context was a little different because I didn't hear it that way.
Okay.
But when he was breaking down what they have on offense, and I think it was when he was talking about like a 40% shooter and all this other stuff. Wish I had a time for it. But
that would have been helpful.
Yeah.
You can't see the time. Yeah, you can't see the time. Only I can see the time. Let's see if we can run that.
Year, like
quick.
We have a lot
right
of different
there,
things.
Right
so,
there.
Like,
go back
you
like
don't
10 seconds.
Just scrap everything. Have incredible 40% shooters on the wings. We have a guy that's a go-to guy in DeMar. We have a sixth man of the year. Like, we have a lot of different things. So,
talking
like,
oh, he's talking about Malik.
Yeah.
He's talking about Malik.
Two different people.
Look that's at y'all. Yeah. Come on, man. Boo!
I was like, I know
y'all wanted
come.
Him so badly to say DeMar sixth man of the year.
Well, the thing that was a giveaway when
he's
I saw them asking
Malik.
For that is he said we have a sixth man of the year. DeMar started his whole career.
Yeah.
He's not a
yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
They were thirsty.
Yo,
they was thirsty.
I demand. Who did that?
I think it might have been
See,
all right,
charismatic. Charismatic, you're suspended.
Yeah, take a lap.
You're suspended until further notice.
Katrina, I think you were in there too. Katrina, you can take a lap.
Oh,
well.
Oh Katrina's suspended.
I think Scout might have been the first one. Or not Scout, Scooter. Scooter might have been the first one.
Oh, Scooter. Scooter.
Steven.
Oh.
Yeah, fence and back.
It was Scooter. He was the first one. Did he say, DeMar,
yes.
You have a sixth man in the year?
Okay, fence back for Scooter as well.
Scooter,
Manny.
Gone. Miss P, welcome back. You're gone too. Charismatic, you're suspended. You're on our test. Charismatic, you're out for the year, pal.
John Pauls, you co-signed it too. You're out too.
Oh, Scooter, OJ Scooter. He said if he said it.
And shout out to securing the Bagley. No, he didn't. Y'all are hilarious. That is funny. That is funny. How the hell Miss P get thrown out on her first day back? We ain't seen Miss P all summer.
Miss P popped up on media day. She's just like an NBA player. just popped up
I
on
guess,
media day.
I guess.
That reminded me yesterday you said Edison was there at Baker Family Wines. I was talking to him, but he gave us the same line. He goes, yeah, you know I'd be tapped in. And then you guys start talking about Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I got to see what else is on. So yes, he did not break news that DeMar DeRozan was going to the bench.
No, he didn't. But that is what Deuce asked, though, right? Is do you have the starting lineup?
Yeah. Chris Haynes was there for everybody that caught that.
That was
Chris
definitely
Haynes in the building.
Chris Haynes.
Amazon Prime's Chris Haynes.
That's right.
Salute to him, yeah. Man. Salute to him and our guy Marcus Thompson, both being with Amazon Prime for their NBA coverage.
Big shout out to our guy Marcus Thompson, man.
Yeah.
Marcus Thompson getting ready. I don't think he's dropped what I'm waiting for him to drop yet.
What's that?
He's got something on the way. He was in North Carolina last week.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in North Carolina last
week.
Let's
go.
So I'm anxious to see what he got after spending a couple of days out there.
Let's go.
Anything, you know, we broke down the first part of that video talking about, obviously, defense. Doug talked a lot about defense in that 11-minute clip. Anything else, anything stand out to you in the second part of that video?
No, it was, for me, it was more of just who Doug Christie is and how he likes to approach things. I know his excitement maybe stood out to me a little bit as his excitement for Dennis Schroeder,
mm-hmm.
you know, and seeing him mm-hmm. be the guy that kind of leads things. Because it feels like the way that Schroeder approaches playing the game of basketball coincides with how Doug Christie likes to see basketball played from a guy at that position.
Yeah.
So that might be, there might be some symmetry. I think there will be some symmetry with Doug Christie, what he asked out of Dennis Schroeder, what Dennis Schroeder is able to provide as far as setting the tone on the defensive end is going to start with him. And I think I liked hearing that, and that got me – it got me thinking, man. I don't know, man. I don't want to go off the deep end with Dennis Schroeder. I don't think he's going to be an all-star or nothing like that. But I think he can really help out this roster. I really do feel that way. I don't know what's going to happen, obviously. But I just think, much like Doug Christie, I think he's being sold short a little bit as far as the point guard that he can be for this team and the tone setter he could be for this team, the table setter, the organizer.
Oh, my.
He could be for this team.
We've never had one of those. I never knew that until last year. That right. Aaron
Shout
Fox
out to
him.
Was it Hollinger?
Organized. Was it Hollinger? Yeah.
Yeah, I got to salute him. Yeah. Got to salute him more. I use it when I talk about basketball now. Never used it before, but now I do.
Do you know we had a conversation yesterday asking if Kyle Renato was a real person? Well, were you around for that conversation?
I wasn't, but I was around for when they asked if Stephen Brown's
there a real was person. Speculation that Stephen Brown's not actually a person. And they're like, well, how come he never comes around? He doesn't live here.
That'd be the craziest catfish of all time because he's had like multiple profile.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Like, yeah, I was catfishing this sports radio chat for 5 years.
Like, are we really think that Stephen Brown isn't a person?
So look, I will say this though about Stephen Brown. Those pictures are a little professional.
Hey, this is tough.
They're a little professional.
Tom Renata says he met you guys last year at opening night.
He did. I do remember that, actually.
Yes, those pictures are That's professional, right. by the way.
He was. Tasha told me that, too. She was like, how was that opening night? I was like, oh, yeah. That's right.
Them Stephen Brown photos are a little professional.
Yeah.
I'm starting. It's got me thinking now.
Wow.
Yeah, Stephen.
So Stephen Brown is. So what are we. So are we in on the idea? So Stephen Brown's not a real person.
If you made me.
Do we think it's Carmichael Dave?
No. That he's not that witty. Stephen Brown get a little witty sometimes.
He's pretty funny.
If you had me make a decision point. Right now, I'd say Stephen Brown's not a real person.
Really?
Or wow. You're being catfished.
Stephen Brown. So, okay, can we do it? Because I don't think Stephen's here.
I would say he is real.
I think Stephen Brown's a real person.
I think.
Oh, man. What are you doing? What did Stephen Brown do that he needs professional photos where he's sitting there?
He's 6'5", 250.
Why do we know that? Why do we know that so much? Why is that ingrained in our minds?
He says it every time, too. Like, he's trying to convince us. I don't know, man. I don't think Stephen
Brown's. Well, Stephen, you should have tried to convince us that you're real, pal, because everyone thinks that you're fake. And now I got to put a poll up on Twitter for people to vote whether Stephen Brown is an actual person or not.
Kenny brings up the point, like, those are very professional pictures, like they're on Getty or something like that.
Yeah. But you need a photo shoot first thing. What you do? What you do where you need a photo shoot?
Yeah, Stephen.
You need headshots.
Yeah.
Pause.
Okay. Play on. Post a picture of you holding up a newspaper, Steven.
Also, he not on any other social media channel?
No, he just happens to just be on YouTube.
Just YouTube. No Instagram, no nothing.
There's got to be an Instagram. If there's no Instagram, he might not be real.
Bro, why would you have those photos if there's no Instagram?
Yeah.
No, I'm out. Stephen Brown's not.
Stephen Brown is not. Oh, man.
Cause right. That blankety blank is not real.
All right, where the poll is up, is Stephen Brown a real person? Go vote over on youtube.com/ESPN1320. There's more football to talk about for sure, but we got sound on the way from Scott Perry,
okay.
Malik Monk, Keegan Murray. Much more.
Malik, that's the one I want to hear.
Okay, we'll run that one next then on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kenny was trying to be sweet and sentimental. Well, and not, Jesse said, not now, pal.
No, now it gets to a point where when he's starting a point, I'm like, all right, slow down, Kenny. We're about to come back to break just so I can do it. That's hilarious.
I was saying the annual home opener chatty house picture, we're going to have to do it early.
I also think that was the biggest picture we've ever. That was a group of a very large amount of people. Yeah. Was that the day we pissed off Kyle Draper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was so great.
Didn't they start booing Draper?
Yes. I might have instigated that. Drapes is like, what is this? And I just looked at him and said, boo. And everyone followed. It wasn't
Kyle Renato, who we allegedly have or have not met, says, I'm in that damn picture.
Stephen Brown definitely is not.
He absolutely is not.
I think Kenny sold me on Stephen Brown. He might not be real.
Right now, 75% of the people who have voted say Stephen Brown is not real.
Like, the real people in the chat, I don't really know too much about him. Like, we know a lot about Stephen Brown.
Because that blankety blank is not real.
That's a good point. When you think about the people who comment the most, right? Like, Stephen, we saw yesterday. Like, Manny, Katrina, Michigan Wolverines. Like,
I don't even know Michigan's real name, I think.
I've asked him 50 times and I don't remember what it is.
What is it, Mark?
No, it's like Armando or something. Or,
yeah, it's just Michigan.
It's just, no disrespect. Like Scooter's been to my house. Like, Bryce. Who else in here have we spent time? Miss P. It's like, you know, David Jackson, Dave Garcia, Drew Down. What the hell, Stephen Brown?
And he just happens to live in the Bay Area.
Yeah, not even, we don't even know where, it's just the Bay. Okay, Mr. Vague.
No, that's facts, man. We don't even know, man. Just in the Bay
Area. Yeah, it's three fun facts. It's maybe just two, is that he lives in the Bay and he's 6'5".
Oh, man. Nah.
Whoever that person may be is going to pop in here at some point in the chatty house.
He will, and it's just, you're not real, bro.
Let me, Stephen.
We're going to have to reverse Brown. Image search those pictures that he posts for his YouTube profile pictures. It's going to be some dude with a family in Ohio.
Stephen Brown.
Oh, man.
See, now, Stephen, is this the fictitious version?
This is the only show that'll do a deep dive on one of its listeners, too.
Is Steve, well, we know he loves white women, too.
Yes, that's a third fact.
That's a convenient fact, too. It was real topical, so He just, Stacy really got him.
I can't find someone who I believe is Stephen Brown on Instagram.
I'm looking.
I don't think Stephen Brown's real, bro.
Hey, even the
I think we're on to something.
Stephen Brown. The name, bro. It's generic.
Bro, he's been running the bit on us for 3 years, 4 years.
That's pretty crazy.
We've been talking to this person like he was real.
D-Lo and Casey Tao.
Oh no. Does that mean Stephen Brown's gonna die? Like we're gonna get a message like, oh, Stephen Brown he passed away. He loved you guys though. Chatty House raises money for the funeral and we find out.
Yeah, good kid Dyke City says he's gonna send us to Pablo Torre.
David said Stephen Brown is a 5'7 white guy who lives in Connecticut.
He's the real John in Connecticut.
Yeah.
By the way, I pulled up the picture from last year's meetup, and I just can't figure out which one is Kyle.
I don't even have that picture. Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I'll
show it. Oh, can you send me the pictures from yesterday, too? Don't you have the pictures of Dusty?
I got when me and you took a picture with Dusty. I got that. I'll shoot that to you.
Okay.
Kyle, what were you wearing that day? Did you have a hat on?
What are we trying to figure out now if Kyle's a real person? We've convinced ourselves the Chatty House isn't real anymore. It's not real. It's just full of fake people.
Oh, man.
Fake people.
Good times, though. Good times.
Oh.
But what I was going to say was,
yeah,
because of the Sac State game, I'm going there. I'm going there. But
well, I think you have to start your thought for the people on the radio.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So last year I think that we did it the last couple of times too, though. But last year was the biggest.
This picture is crazy. Wow.
But we had a Chatty
God,
House.
John Bull is like 6'9".
John Bull's there. You see Michigan in the back? Shout out Michigan. He got the Michigan hat on.
Yeah, he looks ridiculous. Stupid hat.
But home opener. We do a picture. We usually do it at halftime, which is always just dope. And this year, a home opener is the same day as Sac State taking on Montana. ESPN2. I got slides to that game, and I got slides to that game. But I will be
Shannon's
there
in the picture
at the beginning of the game. I'll be there till like probably the first quarter. So we might have to do a pregame, man. Might have to do a pregame.
Okay. I don't know that I'm going to be able to do the. Because doesn't the game start at 6:30?
What game?
The Sac State game.
No, they start at 7:30.
Oh, it starts at 7:30.
Yeah, Kings play at 7. That's why I say I'll probably be there for like first quarter or so. First quarter of the Kings game.
Okay.
Maybe into the second quarter, then I'll jet to East Sac.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I can pull that out. This is a great picture. Absolutely great.
It's iconic. Did you get the Dusty joint?
Great.
I tried to do the airdrop joint.
Oh, I thought I hit accept. Maybe I hit the wrong button.
Decline. Social media blocked.
Did I really hit decline? I didn't mean to.
No, I did say that.
I don't know.
It just says waiting.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you have it. Let's get back to media day. Yeah, we'll post this picture. If you guys have never seen it, we'll post it to the D'Lo and Casey Instagram account. I'll put it up while we hear. You said you wanted to hear from Malik.
Yeah, man. Well, want to do some body language.
Looks like Davion right there, but
I like the hair.
I guess okay. Jesse's in the studio. It's Malik, so we got to be a little bit more aware. Big thanks to Matt George and ABC10 as always.
Golf game.
Not that we asked their permission. We just want to give them credit for allowing us.
Also,
to use
back
the
up the camera a little bit.
That'd be Matt.
Amazing.
Rookie.
Yeah. Would you play any fun places this summer?
Bahamas. I tried to play in Shanghai. My girl didn't let me though. She wanted to come back. But yeah, I'm gonna get there next year.
I got you. I got you. How you feeling heading to the end of the year?
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. Ready to be back. Ready to get out here. Ready to perform in front of the fans.
a lot of change this offseason, of course, with Doug officially getting the role, Scott, GM, just what's the communication been like with those guys?
Be family oriented. That's what they've been trying to do. They've been changing everything around here to be more family based. And they want us to fight, come out fighting, come out swinging. If we lose swinging, we can live with that.
In your role, are you okay with whatever role they give you? Or
I'm always ready. I'm always ready.
Your name was a part of a lot of trade talks this offseason. How do you block that noise out and just focus on the game?
If my agent don't call me and tell me anything, it's not going to happen. My agent called me right before trade deadline. He said, if anything happens, it's going to happen today. Then nothing happen, and I haven't been worried about it.
With the new pieces, what role would you like to see yourself play?
I don't care, man. I just want to play basketball. I want to play winning basketball.
You could dictate your role. How?
I'm not a dictator. I'm not a coach, so I can't. I think everybody want to play 50 minutes and average 30, right? But yeah, I'm ready for whatever though. So. It don't matter.
What'd you learn, you know, just from the experience last year, the change, the different things you were asked to do that you can kind of bring into this year?
What did I learn?
Yeah, does any of it apply or carry over?
Did they trust in them? They trust in me. They threw a lot of things at me because they trust me. And I took that, like that, and I think that's where I grew at. So, yeah, like I said, I'm ready. I'm ready to get on the court.
What's your relationship with Doug been like, and you know, what's it like to see him have this opportunity to lead a team from the start?
My relationship when I got here with Doug was always great. It's always going to be great. It's going to continue to be great. It's good to see him get a full season, a full training camp, and I'm looking forward to playing for him.
Malik, did you birdie that shot in Grand Bay?
Yeah, I made it. It was a tap-in.
A little tap?
Yeah, I ain't had to do anything.
Okay, good. It was much publicized when you signed here last year. Has your happiness wavered at all from that moment to where you are today?
I bought a house. Yeah. Bought some acres. So you tell me.
So this is home.
Exactly. Exactly. Feels just like it. Like I said before, I've been feeling home here. I love it here. So, yeah. Yep.
I know you said you didn't, try or didn't think a lot about the speculation, but to feel like you found a home in the NBA and then to be the subject of speculation, does that kind of shake that in you at all?
For some people, yeah. But for me, what I've been through, no. And my support system is amazing. My brother, my agents, my mom, they always keep me upbeat. But I came to talk to Scott, too, right before everything, and he told me. The same thing my agent told me, so I like that from Scott. I appreciate him for coming forward and telling me to come talk to him. That's being professional. A lot of GMs don't do that, so yeah, I thank Scott for that.
Malik, what do you make of the potential and just overall talent of this roster and what this team can be in the West?
Fast. I feel like we can run. We can get out on a lot of people, a lot of teams, and we can surprise a lot of teams like we did our first year. I feel like.
When you looked at this roster, and of course having now potentially a full season of LaVine with DeMar and everybody together instead of the turmoil of a midseason trade, what I guess excites you the most about this group, or do you think is going to be like the best strength of this group?
Like I said, getting out in transition, running, not running no plays, playing fast, getting stops, and just getting out.
When you see Neek and Maxine's game, the two rookies that they got in, what do you like about those guys?
They do that. They do that exactly. Get out, run, don't think. I like Neek. He's a little older rookie. Plays mature. And Max, he always want to learn, so I'm always talking. I love that from him. So yeah, those guys been great.
You ready to have some rookie fun with them?
yeah. We still gotta get Devin too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He's still a rookie.
Is he really?
Yeah. You're not considered sophomore year until the first game.
Gotcha.
How much of a focus was your three-point shooting in the offseason, and what steps can you take to get back to the levels that you had before last year?
Catch and shoot been a great focus for me this year because of Zach and DeMar. They're going to be on ball a little bit more, and I know that. So, yeah, I've been trying to catch and shoot more and get back to my Laker years when I was 39. So, yep.
Malik, you guys had such a crazy year, right? How valuable was the offseason? Just Keegan talked about a little time away from Sacramento.
Yeah, getting away from it. I ain't get away, though. I stay here. But just to get away from basketball, man, it's amazing to just reset your minds. Don't think about anything. Think about your family, your friends, and just having fun. It's always great to have that.
And what type of role does maybe golf playing that for you? Is that something?
The biggest role, man. Yeah. That's the biggest role.
Is that a place maybe you can kind of decompress?
Yes, every day. Peaceful, nature, the outside, the sun, God's there. And you can't beat that, so.
Malik, if you had to field a four-man Ryder Cup team from the guys on the squad, who are you taking to that pitch?
Can I take myself?
Yeah, of course, of course.
The captain.
Me, Keegan, Doug, Zach Levine.
Do you like golf more than hoop right now?
Hell no. Yeah.
I'm not doing too much right now.
Adding Dennis to the team, it seems like he obviously fits that pace that you're talking about, but what do you think he brings, you know, and fun in previous battles with him that you're talking about now?
Yeah, definitely. for sure. He brings a mature guard, veteran guard that knows the game. He just came off a Euro MVP. Not too many people can say that, and come back and play in the NBA. That just shows how great he is of a player. He's been on so many teams. He's got so many knowledges from those places. So he can teach us a lot.
What steps do you want to see from Keegan this year? In what ways do you want to see him improve or evolve?
Talking more. I need to see him dunk and yell. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. Get a tech,
something like that. That's it.
They've talked about him being more aggressive, more assertive. What are the, you know, as a player, whether it's you or him or anybody else, like what does it take to make that step as a player? And is that difficult when you're a young guy?
I feel like it's not difficult for him because last year he was getting way more physical, dropping the shoulder more. I feel like he'll take the physicality more this year and step up. I feel like it's his time.
That's Malik Monk right there. Again, thanks to Matt George and ABC 10 for that video. Ain't nothing changed about Malik. He still sound exactly the same, talk exactly the same, unfazed by Warriors conversations, Kuminga conversations, unfazed by Detroit, unfazed by conversations of his contract, whether the front office digs him or not, like just completely unfazed by all of that.
And I just... I listen to Malik speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think about his game. I think about his mentality, how he goes about things. And I just find it hard to think that guys like Doug Christie and Scott Perry, who I respect the way they go about business and the way they view basketball, would just be like, man, I don't want this guy around.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about a dog. This is a dog. This is somebody, Malik Monk, who, if I'm going into battle basketball-wise, you know what I mean? Like, going into a big-time game,
mm-hmm.
and I want to look to my left and my right and know who's with me, I feel like I can always count on Zero. I can always count on him. Sometimes he's an erratic player. Sometimes he doesn't always make the best decision. He gets kind of wild. I understand all that. I can work around that. I need to know I got somebody that he going to be ready just like I'm ready every time. I can't believe that's not a guy that not only the Kings might not want around, but the rest of the league is looking like, oh, I don't, makes too much money. Man, we'll worry about that money later. I just believe you need a Malik Monk on your team, and especially the Kings do. So what we've heard, what we've seen, I'm not disputing that. We've been talking about it all summer, but I'm reiterating once again what myself and D'Lo have said to you. I think Jesse said it too. Don't get that confused for how we feel about Malik, because I disagree with the NBA. I disagree with the general managers. I disagree with the coaches.
Yeah.
I disagree with all these people with their assessment of Malik Monk. That's a guy that I want on my squad.
I thought we were pretty clear that we weren't relaying our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were relaying the reality of what was happening. And that's been backed by a variety of different reporters from a variety of different things. And I think the one thing that we have been pretty consistent about in talks surrounding Malik Monk is, I don't understand why. It's a simple, I mean, it always goes back to the same thing, at least in the Jonathan Kuminga situation. It always goes back to the same thing. It's a contract that works. It's a contract that works in a position group that you're a bit flooded in. That's it. LaVine doesn't work. You don't want to trade DeMar. You don't want to trade LaVine either. You probably don't want to trade Keon, but Keon doesn't work in this situation. Malik works in this situation. Now, that doesn't make the Detroit aspect understandable and why conversations may have been happening there. I do still believe that this team has a desire to sign Russell Westbrook. We'll hear from Scott Perry here in a little bit. I think he makes clear, like, there's not going to be any changes to the roster right now. I think everyone's operating under the belief that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be a Golden State Warrior in a couple of days. And I just pulled up some clips. I was curious, since we have all of the sound. We got Keegan coming up, Keon. We got Scott Perry coming up. I was curious, oh, did Draymond talk? Mm-hmm. Steph talk? And they did. And I'm not really sure what to think of. I mean, I'm looking at quotes and sound bites, and, you know, I got one here that says Steph Curry on Kuminga's restricted free agency. When he's here, ready to work, we expect him to be locked in and doing what he needs to do to help us win. Yeah, I hear you, Steph. That comes across very antagonistic to me. Mm-hmm. I could absolutely be wrong, because, like, what else would he do? Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, to me, Steph saying that out loud suggests the idea of that he might not. I could absolutely be wrong, but that's how I read it. Draymond Green's answer is a little bit different, and it's a little bit more, it appears to be a little bit more nuanced. The one quote from us is, he signed a contract, come out, play great, everyone will forget and move on. That's the only quote that I have. I don't have the rest. And Steph says, like I said, I just know man-to-man, he doesn't want to be in the way of anything. Let that situation play out, and he can speak for himself. That's how he ended his press conference. Jimmy Butler said, it will get handled. I know both sides will be happy in the end. Jimmy, I don't think that's true, my friend, but salute. So we'll preview the Draymond Green clip during the commercial break and see if that's anything worth noting or worth listening to. But we've never understood. I certainly have never understood the desire to move on from Malik Monk past. It's a contract, and you're not looking at Malik Monk the person anymore. You're not looking at Malik Monk the player anymore. You're simply looking at Malik Monk the asset now. Mm-hmm. And if that asset strengthens your roster by acquiring an asset, that's part of the game, I guess. But we've been Malik Monk fans from jump.
Yeah, and it just feels like, for me, it feels like looking at Malik as just an asset is just the wrong way to go about it. Look at him as a player. Look at him as a guy that can help your organization, help your roster, because I think he can do that. Is it, based on the way the NBA is going and some of the other contracts, is he quote-unquote overpaid? Maybe, sure, but...
Never would have thought that at all.
I agree, but... All right, whatever. Whatever. Like, it's not you can still win games with a guy like that.
Yeah.
So, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to just be this team that is under the cap and all this other stuff, or are you actually trying to win games too? Like, if you're just trying to have different assets and have the right structure for your salary cap moving forward, then yeah, maybe that might be a little frustrating or might be something that you don't want on your roster. But you guys, supposedly Doug Christie, you guys trying to win games. Mm-hmm. This guy can help you win games. So like I said, we're projecting when it comes to Scott Perry and Doug Christie. They haven't spoken in any other way about Malik Monk, but just talking about like what we're hearing around the league and the way people are maneuvering, I disagree with the NBA. I just disagree with it. I think they're wrong about Malik Monk. Their assessment, the way they look at his contract, I think they're wrong. I disagree. Another interesting thing from that whole thing is, and this will be great. This, we want him here as a king forever, but I got the feeling that Malik might be leaning towards the way Bobby Jackson has had life after being
a
king.
About, I bought a home.
Yeah, I got acres.
Like Kenny.
No, not like Kenny. Not like Kenny at all. just a regular house for me. But that's like houses and acres and stuff can be sold for sure. But I don't know. It feels like even no matter what happens with his NBA career, he's going to feel like he has a home, and it's going to be a home for him for years to come. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Put him on the list. Another one who probably would have never thought about Sacramento before comes to Sacramento and says, I like it here.
Yeah.
Want to stay.
Yeah. 75% of the people in the Chatty House don't think Stephen Brown is real. That 75% number has been pretty strong since the...
Didn't I come in here tomorrow later. Oh, I had a long day of being 6'5".
Yeah. Had a long day of being 6'5 and hitting on white women, guys.
Yeah, I'm also from the Bay, if you didn't know.
You know what would be funny if Stephen Brown was actually a white woman?
What if it was Stacy the whole time?
That'd be great. That'd be great. I believe Stephen Brown was messaging while Stacy was in the room.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you say? Just being from the Bay Area. Where in the Bay Area? Ah, oh, man, there's just so many cities.
From the area in the Bay, Kenny, what is your problem?
And this is all made funnier by the fact that Stephen Brown isn't here today or isn't logged into that particular account.
That might be the case.
Could be any of the people. Could be Coach Molly. It could be Collins.
Could be Tasha.
Exactly.
Could be Ramsey. Ramsey could be operating under the name Stephen Brown. Who knows, man? It's wild.
Oh,
wild.
Brother.
Wild.
Let me put my vote in.
Oh, no, we're up to 76%.
161 votes, by the way.
Let me go ahead and get
I'm going to say, is Stephen Brown a real person? No.
Yeah.
162 votes.
Yeah. The votes are definitely leaning to Stephen Brown not being
real. The people that say he's real, I want to know why you think he's real.
That's a great question. why do you believe Stephen Brown is real? Let us know. 916-909-1320.
We got Mitch on the line. Wants to tell us why he thinks Stephen Brown is
a real person. We'll come back. Keegan, Keon, and Scott Perry from Media Day all ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Charlie just be out there walking around with his headphones on, and I don't know what he's recording.
He does the sports updates from 4 to 6.
Oh, is that what it is? Mm. Oh, okay. He's just walking back and forth, got the noob headphones on, just like you.
Nah, I was hoping my little earpieces came in today. They ain't come in, so hopefully tomorrow. Real quick, mm-hmm. before we get back to Kings Media Day,
mm-hmm.
A little schedule news for the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Their week.
Don't know who I'm rooting for in this one. Yeah. Week 6, I think.
Whose side are you on?
Well, I think I know what side I'm on. Week 6.
Jeez. This week 6 matchup against the Bucks got moved to a 4 o'clock Eastern.
4:25, yeah.
Yeah, start. It was going to be at 1 o'clock Eastern, which would have been a 10 a.m. start here. Now it's going to be a 1:25 start here.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. Bucks are dealing with a lot of injuries, I heard. They said they got some injuries they got to deal with, but there's too many people waiting for the MRI machine.
That's awful.
So hopefully it ain't nothing serious with them. And
it's awful.
They can,
I don't know if his ACL is torn, man. We got a backup on the MRI machine. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Preliminary reports say he's fine, but... What they said about Bosa.
That's 2 weeks from now, so we will see.
Who do we want to hear next? Keegan, Keon, or Scott?
Keon.
All right. Keon Ellis, courtesy of our man Matt George and ABC 10. Here's Keon at Media Day today.
Do you like having the highest steal rating in NBA 2K?
Oh, I love that. That was perfect for me. Actually, I didn't have the highest. I was up there, but it was 96 is fine. That's cool for me. Yeah. So,
how's the offseason been?
Oh, it's been good. I was in Sacramento early part of it, but then got a house down in Miami, so went down there, trained a little bit. So it's been cool, though.
How's the expectations, or what are the expectations heading into the year for yourself and as a team?
I think we're expecting to win as a team, and I think me personally, just to go out there and be Keon Ellis. I mean, the same person who I've always been, but I mean, I think year after year, I think, you know, more things are expected of you. So just looking to go out there and do that.
With your offseason work, was there any specifics that you focused on that you're trying to expand right into this year?
I think my shooting off the dribble, just because, I mean, catch and shoot, that's like not a problem. So I think now, like, in transition, or if I come off a screen, like, you know, most nights I'll probably have like the other team's star on me. So being like a real threat and making them not have like a possession off, if you will, I think that is it, that could be good.
Is that still partially with the idea of like, hey, I might play some point guard here?
Oh, for sure. I'm pretty sure at some point, point guard or not, I think, you know, I'll still be in that situation. So, yeah.
You're a featured example in the league of elevating your game and taking advantage of opportunity every single year. What is the next elevation of Keon Ellis' game this year?
That's a great question. I mean, I think doing what I do, but maybe even a little bit more efficient, and showing maybe parts of my game that others probably haven't seen or know that I could do. So, but I think whatever the game calls for. So, you know, changes night to night. But, I think just showing those things and being ready for that.
Do you still feel like you're catching at least players you're defending by surprise, or do they know what to expect from your defense at this point in your career?
I think they know, but I think at the same time, like, you know, guys just kind of drop their guard at times. You know, it just happens. You know, so many games, so many plays. So I do think they know, but it just, you know, it's just the game of basketball. So
the team picking up your restricted option this offseason, do you feel any sort of pressure to be able to perform this year? And is there any been conversations about an extension at all within your
team? Nah, no pressure. I mean, just going to go out there and do what I do. I mean, I know what I do is wanted. So nah, no pressure. But as far as contract extensions wise, I haven't really heard too much of anything, but I mean, like I said, I don't really worry about it, so just gotta go out there and be me.
Is it motivating being in a contract year essentially?
I guess you could say so, but me, like, I really haven't thought about it much. I mean, because technically last year kind of was a little bit as well, so but I don't think that'll really change too much of what I do. I think my role will still be the same. The way I play will pretty much still be the same too. So pretty sure looking forward to everything being pretty much the same.
And then adding Dennis to this group, what do you think he brings and how he fits that identity, does he?
Man, I love the addition. I think, you know, I'll definitely have to pick his brain a little bit, especially on the defensive end. You know, I mean, he definitely will sit down and guard as well. So, and I think even, you know, with having last year playing a little bit of point guard role, I think, you know, picking his brain on, you know, how he sees things and, you know, what's his reads and, you know, stuff like that. I definitely like to pick up for us and, you know, help us get a real true point guard.
Keon, did you have any time this summer to look at Doug Christie film on defense? Because we talked about that in last year and you did not see much of it.
I still have not tapped into the Doug Christie film, but I'm going to do that tonight for you. I'm going to do that tonight, but I mean, he probably was a good defender for sure, but
probably.
I mean, he probably was, but I still think I got him. So.
How does it feel like, you know, or how is Doug growing into this job, and what are you guys seeing, hearing from him, and in terms of, you know, just being able to start fresh with a training camp and a whole season ahead of you?
I mean, I think you can feel like his vibe being a little bit different with him being head coach now, but I mean, I mean, we haven't really done too much of anything, but I think his energy of, you know, still being the loving guy, the guy that you could talk to off the court about whatever, I think that's still there, so that's huge. And I think with him being the head coach now, he's really trying to, you know, put his stamp on, you know, what Sacramento Kings basketball is going to be, you know, this year and, you know, for upcoming years. So I'm excited for that, and I think it should be good.
We know Doug to be very defensive oriented, and this roster has so much individual offensive talent, but what do you think the potential is of this roster as a team defensive unit and communication and things of that nature?
I think the potential is there. I think, you know, just the willingness just has to be there. I mean, we have capable defenders, so like, kind of like I said, you know, just about buying in and really having to lock in on that end, because like you said, we have the scores and, you know, people can put the ball in the basket on the other end. So, but you also have to stop someone as well. So just kind of have to be able to, not be able to, want to be able, no, want to be able, want to do it, my fault. Yeah.
Yeah, you hear about
Doug talked about the need to play 94 feet. I know you do that from time to time, but can you explain how much exhaustion takes into doing that continually throughout the course of the game?
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. I mean, especially, you know, when you're guiding guys who are extremely fast and really crafty and probably going to get some calls, like it's kind of tough. You got to kind of pick your spots, but I mean, to make them uncomfortable, it definitely helps us on the defensive end, you know. Takes time off the shot clock and, you know, things like that, you know, disrupt the offense. So I mean, it's definitely a little bit of tough, but I mean, that's what comes with winning too. So,
you know, what are the things you want to see that will help you determine your future, whether it's with this team or whether you decide to hit free agency in the summer?
You said what are something that
what
I want
to things
see?
That like you want to have happen this year, you want to see from the organization that will help you make your decision?
I don't know. That's a great question. I have not even asked myself that question. But I think I'm really more so worried about myself first, and just trying to put myself in a position for that. But that's a good question. I don't think I have an answer for you on that one. That's a good question. I would think on that one.
Who's the hardest to hear about Scott Perry's like philosophy and how he wants you guys to play? How well do you feel like you fit into that scheme?
I think that's just me all day. I mean, I think anyone who knows me and has truly watched me play, I think they would probably say the same thing as well. So, and I've had conversations with him as well. So, and he agrees as well. So, yeah.
Keon, how similar is IJ's road this season compared to you developing in the system? How can you kind of help them?
I think it's really similar. I mean, he got converted year one, so he does talk to me about that a little bit. But it's all good. I mean, I think he can really have a long career, so I definitely try to help him in any way. I mean, coming from, you know, two-way to contract and, you know, trying to get minutes and, you know, things like that, is, you know, it's a bumpy road. You know, it's not going to be, you know, just a straight shot. So in any way that I can help him, I try to help him, you know, offensively, defensively, effort, whatever it is, like, I just try to lend a hand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.